Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection. Numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last couple of years, I've acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubby holes with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these sections to grab records from. I'm just going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studio and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs back in the day. Its first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining three or four digits will tell you the order in which they received the LP. Now, tonight, we're going to take a trip back to the 80s and visit the year 1987. And we're going to start with an artist who I always think of as, I guess, a model actress, and that's Grace Jones. But she actually did have a couple popular tunes, especially in the dance tracks. Songs like Slave to the Rhythm and Pull Up to the Bumper were always pretty decent hits. But in late 1986, early 87, she was releasing actually her highest charting single. It's a song called I'm Not Perfect, But I'm Perfect for You. It's off her eighth album, Inside Story, catalog number 87-401 here on WTBR. And it's on Manhattan Records, a little label there that she was on. So let's listen to this track. Now, the track hit all the way up to number 69 on the Hot 100. Like I said, it was her highest charting hit. So here is Grace Jones with I'm Not Perfect, But I'm Perfect for You, right now on Random Draw.
More and more we are together, trying to discover.
Fascinated. That was Company B. And before that, we heard Dance With Me by Alphaville. And we started off the show with Grace Jones and her song, I'm Not Perfect, But I'm Perfect For You. Oh, what a great way to start off. Sort of a dance groove there we had going there for three songs here to start off the show. All right, so Alphaville, you may remember from 1984 and their sort of hit song, Forever Young. Which was in some movies and a lot of compilation albums of the day of the 80s. One of those tracks, you just happen to see in a lot of those kind of things. In 1987, WTBR received their second album, Afternoons in Utopia. It's an Atlantic record release, catalog number 87-396 here at WTBR. And this album in the United States only went up to number 174, but went to number 13 in their native Germany. And the single you heard, which was Dance With Me, hit number 22 on the U.S. dance chart. So that was Alphaville with their song Dance With Me. And we finished off that first set of music with a group called Company B, which was sort of a producer-driven group. In other words, the members of the group rotated around a lot, didn't stick around for very long, seemed very replaceable. They only released a couple of albums. And in 1987, they were releasing their first self-titled album, Company B, on Atlantic Records, catalog number 87-443 here at WTBR. That song, Fascinated, actually was a fairly big hit for Company B here in the States. The album only went to number 143, but the single reached number 21 on the pop charts, and it hit number 1 on the U.S. dance charts in 1987. So quite a big hit for Company B, and that was Fascinated, again, by Company B. We're going to start our next set of music off with a singer-songwriter named Jude Cole, who in 1987 was putting out his first self-titled album. And on Warner Brothers Records, catalog number 87-412 here at WTBR. And we're going to play a track from this album. Now, Jude Cole, in later years, he released about five albums before the year between 87 and the year 2000. And in the year 2000, he took over as manager for the band Lifehouse, who had the number one song of the entire year, Hanging on a Moment. And he still manages them today. He's also known as the brother-in-law of Michelle Pfeiffer. He's married to her younger sister. So good for Jude Cole. So we're going to go back to his first album, play a track from his debut album. Here is Jude Cole with Life of Luxury right now. Now you're going to hear some horns on it. It's actually Kenny G in one of his first recorded experiences is working with Jude Cole. So Kenny G's on the horns here. So here's Jude Cole with Life of Luxury right now on Random Draw. Trying so hard to prove that.
you put me down. I don't mind it if you fuss and frown. Don't even mind it if we disagree. Just as long as you were married.
Charlie Daniels Band with Bogged Down in Love with You. Before that, we heard Divine Weeks with Can't Get You Out of My Mind. And we started off this set of music with Jude Cole and his song Life of Luxury, featuring Kenny G on the horns. Now, Divine Weeks were just an LA band who were releasing their debut album in 1987. They didn't do much else after this. I think one more album. Their debut album was called Through and Through. It appeared on Restless Records, catalog number 87-399, and I played for you a song there I thought was pretty cool sounding. It was a song called Can't Get You Out of My Mind, and once again, that was Divine Weeks with that song. And we closed up the set with the ever-popular Charlie Daniels Band in the 80s, who were releasing their album Powder Keg on Epic Records, catalog number 87-437. Now, this was a kind of an interesting album in the sense that it's the only album of Charlie Daniels in the 80s that did not chart anywhere on any of the country mainstream pop charts or anything. Considering he had such big hits that, you know, in the last 10 years prior to that, it's kind of weird to have an album that just didn't chart. That song, though, Bogged Down in Love, actually did chart, though, on the mainstream charts, not on the country charts, but it hit number 22 on the mainstream pop charts here, the Hot 100. So that was the Charlie Daniels Band off of their album Powder Keg and their song Bogged Down in Love with You. We're going to take a short break right now on Random Draw. I'll be back in just a couple minutes to keep the great random music coming from the year 1987, so stay tuned.
.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
People tune in to hear the latest local and national news.
That's not us.
People tune in to hear the latest music.
That's definitely not us.
People tune in to hear political pundits expound on politics.
No, 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 that's not us.
How about people tune in to hear entertaining stories, jokes, odd topics, and laughter?
Oh, yeah, that's us. That's Stuff.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 8:30 to listen to the latest Stuff with Bev Prentice and Lynn Arsenault on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR-FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR-FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
Hola, hola.
I'm Daisy.
Yo soy Marta.
Whether you want to learn a little Spanish or get a glimpse of our wonderful Latin roots, join us as we celebrate Latin culture with music from genres ranging from salsa to bachata. Gain insight on local news, community information, and very special guests. Only on Mundo Latino. Welcoming listeners of all nations on WTBR 89.7 FM.
Support for Mundo Latino comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union.
Do you have a favorite show on WTBR-FM? Did you miss the last episode? We've got good news for you. Most of our shows are now available on podcast. You can subscribe to your favorite and have the latest episode downloaded to your device automatically on Apple, Google, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or Overcast. Go to WTBRFM.com/podcasting and find out more today. WTBRFM, for the love of radio.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
A, always B, B, C, closing. Always be closing. Always be closing.
And we are back here on Random Draw. I'm your host, David Cachet, and today we are listening to songs that WTBR received in 1987. So remember to subscribe to the podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you get podcasts, including Google, Stitcher, Apple Music, etc., etc., etc. You can also visit our station's website for more information at WTBRFM.com. While you're on that website, you can certainly partake in all the other podcasts that happen from all the other great shows here on WTBR. So check it out, WTBRFM.com. Let's jump right back into the music with our next artist. We're going to start off with Marshall Crenshaw, who earlier in the 80s had his big hit Someday, Someway, in about 1982 or so. By 1987, he was putting out his fourth album, Mary Jean and Nine Others, on Warner Brothers Records, catalog number 87-575. And we're going to listen to a track off of that album. It's called This Is Easy. So here's Marshall Crenshaw right now on Random Draw.
Wait a minute, look around. Now, this is easy. I ain't here to tell you what you
The Call, and I Don't Wanna. Before that, we heard the great Andy Summers with his single Love Is the Strangest Way, and we started off the second half of our program with Marshall Crenshaw and This Is Easy. Now, Andy Summers, of course, is best known for being the guitarist in the group The Police, and in 1987, he was putting out his solo debut album. It's called X, Y, and Z, just XYZ, on MCA Records, catalog number 87-377 here at WTBR. And he actually put out a video for that, even though the album and the single did not chart anywhere in the world. But that, again, you know, it's Andy Summers. He's doing okay working from The Police. And that was his song, Love Is the Strangest Way. And we closed off that set of music with The Call, great American group from Santa Cruz, who were putting out an album called Into the Woods on Elektra Records, catalog number 87-387. Now, The Call would be have their biggest hit a couple years later in 1989 with a song called Let the Day Begin. But I thought that this album here, Into the Woods, that was a really great track called I Don't Wanna, with the singer Michael Bean there on vocals. You can always tell he's very earnest when he sings. So that was The Call with I Don't Wanna. And that single hit number 38 on the mainstream rock tracks, one of their biggest hits of their career. All right, so we have time for a couple more tracks here on Random Draw, and we're going to start with a group that was putting out a greatest hits album in 1987 on Jive Records, and that is The Best of A Flock of Seagulls. So again, greatest hits, you take that with a grain of salt if you wish. I mean, I know a couple of their tracks, and of course, I'm going to have to play their biggest track ever. So we're gonna play a track next that hit really big back in the day, hit number 9 on the U.S. charts back in the early 80s. And here is their track called I Ran, right now by Flock of Seagulls on Random Draw. Thank you.
Wait until the war is over, and we're both a little older. Unknown soldier. Breakfast where the news is read, television children fed. A grave for the unknown soldier, nestled in your hollow shoulder. Unknown soldier.
The Great Doors with Unknown Soldier, a live version of that. And before that, of course, we had to hear Flock of Seagulls with Iran. Where else are you going to hear those two songs back-to-back on most shows? So The Doors in 1987, of course, had been broken up years before, after the death of Jim Morrison in 1971. But in 1987, Elektra Records, their label, was putting out an EP of Live at the Hollywood Bowl, catalog number 87-388 here at Random Draw. And this was their shortest album ever released by The Doors. It's an EP. It's only 22 minutes long of live music taken from their 1968 concert at the Hollywood Bowl. There was a great killer version of Light My Fire on this album, but it was like 9 minutes long. I didn't have enough time to play it for you. So that was The Unknown Soldier. The full concert from the Hollywood Bowl wouldn't be released until 2012, when it's available on CD and DVD and Blu-ray and that sort of stuff. So if you ever get a chance to check it out, that's one of the only really good professionally recorded Doors live concerts ever. Well, that about wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, you can visit WTBRFM.com. Because like I always say, if I can do it, you can do it. It ain't that hard. And if I'm okay at doing this, you can probably do it just fine if you have an idea for a show. So until next time on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet, and we'll see you later.